All right, guys, welcome back to another season of Malaprops and Moxie. It's great to be back. The pandemic is very much still here, but the studio is open, and that is really what I care a lot about. My first guest for this season is a friend that I've met through our industry and our work, but I am pumped about the topic that we're talking about. Today's Malaprop in real life is when you end up being single in your 30s, but you're still obligated to essentially send a holiday card every year. So my guest today is Holly Springfield. She is a great friend, and I'm going to let her introduce herself. And Holly, would you just tell the lovely listeners a little bit about who you are?
Hey, guys. I'm Holly, and Taylor and I met through our work, have known each other,
How long has it been?
4, 5 years?
Yeah, I mean, did I meet you before the job change?
Because
if not, it's only been 4 years.
Okay, I think it's
like
4 years. Yeah.
Still, so, great time.
Besties from the beginning. Makes other people uncomfortable sometimes, yeah. But it makes our days go by faster. I work in higher ed, just like Taylor does, and have been in higher education for almost 11 years now. Love it. It's a really rewarding experience.
You're a lifer.
I'm a lifer. I committed to it, got a master's degree in it. I guess there's no going back now unless I marry a rich husband and lets me change a career, midlife crisis kind of thing. We'll see. But grew up in South Carolina, have been living there for the past few years, and just have been living the dream, in my opinion. Right now, though, as I've said to many, many people during this pandemic, we're just surviving. We're not thriving at this moment.
That's true.
So,
yeah. It'll come back. Thriving will come back for a lot of
thriving,
us.
Thriving, we'll get there one day.
That's
but
right.
Right now, it's just a whole lot of working from home.
That's right. All right. So the reason for this episode birthed a while ago, and through meeting you, I don't know how the topic came up, but somehow the conversation about how you send your yearly holiday cards with just you on them came up, and I was extremely intrigued. Therefore, I slid into your DMs and sent you my address and was like, can I be on the list?
I posted it to my Instagram story, like a past Christmas card, and was like, get hyped, guys. This year's is coming. And that's when you were like, wait a minute. How do I get on this list? And it has been really fun. I have been sending these holiday cards for 5 years now. And it's really entertaining. And the idea is that it's Holly.
Yeah. Tell me about how, like, just the Holly. First year, like, where that idea birthed and, like, what made you really be like, you know what? I don't have a man or a companion, but I'm going to send a card anyways.
So I'm pretty sure that it started, or the idea came about, probably because I was either on Pinterest, like many single girls are, or probably also on BuzzFeed, taking a BuzzFeed quiz that tells me when I'm going to get married or how soon I'm going to get engaged. And it said, you know, you'll be married by 25. And I was like, 28. I'm like, well, that's not right. And so I'm sure there was obviously wine involved, because that seems to be a trend on the Christmas cards. And I think I had gone to a friend's wedding, and I had seen all these ideas, and it had sparked the idea. And honestly, I just, probably over a glass of wine, was like, you know what? I'm going to do this. I found a Groupon for Staples.
Gotta love Groupon.
I mean, I'm not bougie and Shutterflying it up or Staples. Snapfish. I said, hit me with that Groupon.
No shade to Staples.
Yeah, no shade. No shade at all, because I've used them multiple times now. But it was like, I think 25 cards for like $10. And then I paid $10 for a book of stamps. And what's really makes this even better is the fact that I had to dig out my point and shoot digital camera and make sure that one, it was still charged, which I'm pretty sure it was still charged from like 2 years ago, which tells you how good batteries were back then.
Oh, dang.
And the other thing is that actually, now that I think about it, that first year was not the digital camera. I took it on my iPhone with my selfie stick.
I'm looking at the card right now to those of you who can't see, and You can't tell you're using a selfie stick, but I totally see it.
Yeah.
You know what
the
I mean?
The first year was the selfie stick. And so I...
She's chugging a glass of Pinot Noir in front of a Christmas tree.
Chugging a bottle of Pinot Noir.
That's right.
Did I say glass? Which also, the bottles lined up behind me were ones that I had taken from said wedding.
Nice.
At the reception.
You're like, I'm going to use these later.
I'm gonna need these. Thank you. I was in this wedding. I deserve something.
I love it. So you were very like DIY for the first one.
Oh, yeah. 100%. All I did was... I mean, I curled my hair, you know, had to make it look good.
Yeah, you got to look cute.
Yeah.
Trying to get somebody.
Right. I'm just trying to entertain the world. and so I took it with a selfie stick, sent it digitally to Staples, picked out the card. It was ready in 2 hours.
Yes.
And when I walked in, I got the email. It was like, your order is ready. So I go in and the ladies at the checkout or the print counter were like, well, what's the last name? I said, oh, it's Springfield. And she goes, oh, girl, is that your holiday card? And I said, yeah. She goes, that was the funniest thing we have ever seen.
That's amazing. And you're like, I've made the right decision.
Yes.
This is going to be
like
a thing.
The Staples print lady, I knew it. And so I sent them out. Really to friends from college at that point, some family that I knew would get a kick out of it, some probably not,
right.
Since I was chugging straight out of a bottle of wine. So they didn't
each her own.
They didn't quite make the cut that year. But it became such a hysterical, like, funny thing. People posted about it on Facebook and Instagram when they got their card.
Yeah.
And it just took off.
That's
so
awesome.
The next year,
let me cue next year.
Well, this, yeah, then to okay. Lead into next year. Yeah. But, so I guess the salutation or signature is that it's happy holidays. Love Holly. Just Holly.
Yeah.
No.
Just Holly.
Love Holly and her dog right. Or her goldfish.
Or her glass of wine.
Yeah. Just Holly. Yeah. Still just Holly, guys. And so one of my friends got married, and at her wedding, this lady comes up to me and goes, I was really excited about Kelsey getting married, but the highlight of this wedding is meeting Holly. Just Holly.
Nice.
She calls me HJH, like.
Yes, I love
she's
that.
Big, like, I was a celebrity
biggest
in her
fan,
eyes.
Yeah.
100% biggest fan. she's now on the list. Like, as people have seen the cards, they are like, oh, my God, I have to have one of those.
And so myself included.
Right? And so that's how the list has grown. So it started.
Yeah, I would love to know the metrics.
The first year with probably 20 people, because I think that's what the Groupon was for, was 20 cards for $8 or $10. As of last year, that was my fifth year sending them, I think I send to like 50.
Oh, wow. That's a proper list.
So it's grown from like, they're all friends, people that I know.
Yeah.
But, I mean, people that I haven't talked to since college. Some people have been like, how do I get one of those? Please
wow.
Send me one.
Trendsetter.
Right. So then leading into the second card was once again, I think that's the year that I had used my point-and-shoot digital camera. But I lived alone at the time.
Yeah.
No roommates. So I had nobody to
no
like.
No one to be like, to be hey, like can you take my picture?
And I'm so not one of those like Instagram people now to be like, I have to get the shot, the look. You
oh my
know?
Gosh. Can I just sidebar real quick? My dear friend and I were in line at Jenny's recently to get some ice cream because that's what we wanted.
I mean,
and we're grown adults.
It's Jenny's too.
Right. And these little girls, and I mean little, I'm assuming they're in middle school. I have never seen so many poses in a matter of seconds. Like, these girls had it down to a T. It was like the friend would be like, push, push, push. And like every time she pushed, they would like change their face. They would tilt their head. They would bend their knee. They would put their, I mean, it was like Vogue. Like,
I just
I was
remember,
so, I was in awe.
I remember like, gosh, like family road trips or vacations when your mom's like, okay, go stand over there and let me take your picture. And you're just kind of like hands in front of you awkwardly. Like,
yeah, you don't, that's you're not how thinking I about still, your shoulders.
Yeah, that's how I still take my pictures. Or if somebody asks me to take a picture of just myself, I'm like, oh, should I like Vogue?
Put hand my on hand, head.
Yeah, a hand behind my head. I don't know what to do with my hands. Like, you know, to this day, I cannot. So
your default was let's grab a bottle of wine and put it to the mouth.
Exactly.
I like it.
Yeah.
It's and a good strategy.
That year, so the first couple of years, I used what I had at home in terms of Christmas decoration. So the second card, you can see the ball of mistletoe.
I do, with a little jingle bell hanging down.
And so the eye roll
is towards the mistletoe.
Yeah,
I'd
be
see.
Like, well, Holly, still just Holly.
Dang.
And so that was, you know, It's so started out like low key of like, okay, what do I have in my house in terms of Christmas decorations? Obviously, I'm always going to have wine.
Yeah.
And how can I make this? Because the first 2 years I felt like were simple, you know.
I peeked ahead to number three. And it's funny.
It grew from there. Because really, year three.
Yeah, let's talk about this.
Year three was when I think I ordered that stocking wine bag.
Okay, so let me set the scene.
Yep.
There's Holly smiling pretty big in a photo. Behind her is a framed Christmas card from herself last year.
And Inception style.
Yes, and on the mantle is a plastic wine flask stocking looking thing with a nozzle at the bottom.
Yep.
So you fill the bag with wine and you dispense into your Santa. What did the
Santa's little helper. I think is what it said.
No, it says something about Santa explain something.
Oh, Santa, I can explain this.
Oh, gotcha.
I don't know. I broke that wine glass, so I don't have it anymore.
Sorry.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, it's called a Santa's flask, if anyone wants to get on Amazon and order it.
Yeah, I think I got that on, like, Zulily.
Nice. You're like, and Christmas card idea.
Right, let me get this. I will say, I did learn that you can't fill that entire wine flask up with a bottle of wine and expect it to sit
on
the stocking hook.
The mantle hanging didn't like hold up for you.
It was a little too, so I had to.
Come on, reindeer.
I know. So I had to drink a couple of glasses before I could get it the proper picture.
Because you had already filled it all the way up.
Yeah, of course. So to set the scene even better is that I'm standing in this picture.
Yeah.
I'm probably 5'8".
Yeah.
Once again, still no roommate, still no boyfriend,
right?
Hence the Christmas cards. So I have tray tables. I stuck two tray tables on top of each other to get the height that I needed.
Nice.
I might have had to add some books and then had to situate my camera and, you know.
Give it a good angle.
Yeah. Remind myself how to set the self timer.
Right. Were you were still using your point and shoot?
Oh,
at this
point and shoot. Thanks, Canon.
Oh, yeah. This is 2017.
Yeah.
So you had a phone.
I did have a phone. But at that point, I needed something that wasn't
good
as
quality.
Up close
okay.
that a selfie stick would provide.
Yeah.
I needed that full body shot. The other thing that's really funny is I'm pretty sure I changed outfits three times before settling on what I
did. Oh, I mean, that's like most girls always, right? Like when you're taking a picture that you're sending to probably now like what, 35 people at this point?
I had to make sure I look good.
Heck yeah. Because you never know when somebody's going to see this in the mail and be like, who is this? And they have your address because it's on the postcard.
On the return address label. Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
So I think that one says, like, the stockings were definitely hung by the chimney with care.
That's exactly what it says.
Yeah.
You know your Christmas cards.
I do.
Holiday cards.
And I think I do try and always play. Like, that one says, be merry, be jolly. Jolly Holly. Holidays, you know.
Yep. I like it. And it does have your signature line, still Holly, just Holly.
I mean, it's nothing's changed. I think that says something on one of them.
What? Oh, nothing's changed?
Yeah. So then year four.
Wait, is this year four? Did I mix them up?
No, that's year four.
Okay.
Yeah. So year four, I actually got a roommate.
Nice.
Right? So I made her take the pictures. But that one was when I was really, I feel like that's when my recipient list had really grown.
Mm.
So I felt like the big push to make it good.
Yeah, you're like, I got to get creative.
Yeah.
This has got to be good. Okay.
And so that year was the start of my Christmas movie theme collection.
Okay.
So to describe that, it's from, I'm sitting in front of a Christmas tree with a large cheese pizza just for me.
Yep.
And if you're not familiar, that's a quote that Kevin McAllister says in Home Alone.
Home Alone. That's right. And you did, on the message, it says, guess who's home alone? Still Holly. Holly. I love
so
it.
So I had the letter board where I spelt out a lovely cheese pizza just for me. So I tried to tie it all in. I wish that I could have showed you the blooper shots of like just the pictures, because I think there was one that I made my roommate. I was sitting on my bed with a cheese pizza, fully dressed.
Oh no.
Trying to be like when he's like in the
like
middle
reenacting
of
it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't have like the red pajamas and I was like, that's kind of weird to just send people who might not recognize that it's Home Alone. They're like, why is this girl sitting
in her pajamas?
A holiday card sitting on her bed with a cheese pizza. Screams I don't, lonely.
I don't get it. And then what does it say on the back? I'm trying to read. Rocking solo Christmas pictures for years.
Yeah. And it's a picture of me when I was like two.
I love it. And she's
with, like,
sitting
big bird slippers on.
Yeah. You have a like a muumuu with a cap on.
Yeah. You know, a little Christmas cap.
Oh, right.
You know, it was the late 80s.
You're right. It had the little bungee string with the ruffles. Yeah. Cute.
Thanks, Mom.
Gosh. And this, the quality, you've upped your quality.
Yeah, I
as
did.
Well.
That one, I think.
This is Shutterfly.
It is Shutterfly.
Okay.
I splurged that
big
year.
Time.
But I think I also had a coupon code for 50% off. So I still didn't pay that much.
I mean,
for it.
Literally, let's raise our hands. Who pays things in full price online when you can use Honey or Retail Me Not or
anything,
sort of coupon code?
If I can't find it, I'm not buying it.
Exactly.
It's just kind of like when you add everything to your cart and they're like, well, that's $5.99 for shipping. I'm like, well, I'm not going to pay that.
Yeah. Because I need that $6.
Right. Either that or I think I've also.
Or we get pissed that people don't offer free shipping. I know.
Oh,
I like mad about that.
Well, there
that.
Was one thing. You know, the clothing, I guess it's clothing. It's a little bit of everything. But it's like the monogram website, Marley Lily.
Girl, you were barking up the wrong tree.
Okay, well.
I am not a Lily or a monogram lady.
Well, so.
My sister is. But.
Well, so this one, they get me. They always advertise like, oh, spend $100, get this free cooler.
Mm.
When I really want the cooler.
Right.
So I'm like, what can I buy?
For $100.
To get this. I literally spent $100 for a monogram cooler.
When you could just find someone with a Cricut and be like, hey, can you make this decal for me?
You know what? It's fine. I got that monogram cooler.
No judgment. Oh, my God. That's hilarious. My mom just got one of those for my gentlemen who are listening. For anybody who's ever stuck something on a water bottle or a computer or a car, they finally came out with these machines that you can make your own. And they're called Cricuts. And so dudes out there, if you know a girl with a Cricut, they can literally make you any decal you could ever want. And it can be anything.
It can be literally anything.
So it's
anything.
Like change the game.
Well, and it's not just decals. Like
yeah, you can iron-ons. Yep.
Stickers.
I made a few workout shirts with a friend of mine. Yeah. Thanks, Sarah. Shout out to Sarah. Okay. Let's bring it on home with the most recent.
The fifth anniversary.
Oh, gosh.
That's how I referred to it. I will say, so this one, I knew it had to be something really good. And honestly, I got the idea for year five's Christmas card the same day that I ordered year four's.
Oh, wow.
If I had thought of it or seen the inspiration for it within enough time to be able to cancel year four, I would have done that for year four.
Oh, but then you were like, this is already in.
I've already paid for
I'm gonna
it.
I'm going to do it year five. Okay, okay.
Holly's not made of money because it's still Holly, just Holly.
Yep.
So this one, I had the idea to buy, you know, you can go in the mall at Christmas time.
Yeah.
And they have those Christmas card, or not Christmas card, Christmas ornament stands in the middle.
Yes, the kiosks.
The kiosk, yeah.
And you can get anyone's name or.
I mean, I think my mom used to get me one of a basketball player when I was played basketball in high school or.
Anything that can relate to a human.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And you can get it personalized. And it's not that they, like, go all out. They get a fine point Sharpie marker and write your name on it in the year. Like, come on.
Permanent.
So, So, and I'm telling you, the hunt for the idea was to find these personalized ornaments. And I really wanted to find one that was like a single girl dressed in like a Christmas outfit or something.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, you can't just find a girl.
It's either a couple or a family, or like a child, I'm sure.
A child or somebody playing or doing something.
Gotcha.
So, I bought those two that are on the card, and I bought another one.
Okay.
I ordered it online
just
and had it personalized.
With a coupon.
So, right. And so the two that I ended up on the Christmas card are an ugly sweater, and then I found the one that was, you know, those hello, my name is kind of stickers.
Name tag,
when you go
yeah.
to, you know, a reception or something. And so that one says, what does it say?
It says, hello, I'm just single. And then in the spot where you would write something, it says Holly, just Holly.
Yeah. So that's where I personalized it. And I bought at the mall kiosk, both of them. And she's like, do you want me to personalize these? And I was like, nope, I'll do it myself. Thank you. I also had to wipe them off like with alcohol multiple times because I'm a little OCD and was like,
they look amazing.
Yeah.
Great handwriting.
Thank you.
I would have thought the mall people did it.
But those I took still with that great Canon point and shoot camera from college. I think it still has pictures on the SD card from college, but that's neither here nor there.
That's fine.
And this year I did feel the need to probably step away from the wine theme because people probably were going to start thinking, well, this girl.
Right. She's going wine, pizza.
Right. Wine, pizza. You know, maybe let's take a break. So I happened to have a roll of cookie dough in my refrigerator. And I was like, you know what? I think that would be funny.
That's very like you're
home alone
you
by
don't
yourself.
Care. I'm
going to
eat cookie dough.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I took the picture.
That's awesome.
I think the thing that makes it better, so especially that top picture, is the fact that I am holding my hand up against the Christmas ornament.
Is it meant to like caress?
No, it's meant to show, because you know how like when people are like, I'm engaged, look at my ring.
I didn't even notice that. You're right. It's like girls like purposefully use their left hand to put forward so that they can show the ring versus using their right hand.
It's like so not product placement, but you know, ring placement.
Totally. And so in these photos, you're touching the ornament with your left hand, no ring, and then you're holding the spoon in a way that you're the front of your fingers.
So you can see like, nope, still no ring. That's why I'm eating cookie dough alone.
That is hilarious.
And so I did sign it, love Holly, just Holly, and this roll of cookie dough too.
And it says ho, ho, ho.
Yeah.
I love it. That's amazing.
So that one was one that I was probably just as excited to send as I was the first year.
Yeah.
It personally cracked me up.
Right.
And I thought it was hysterical.
You're like, everybody's going to love this.
Right. And so
I think for me, what the ornaments were like, I just love it because even
you have to kind of look a little close too to kind of when you get the card and you start really looking at it. And what's so funny is I actually just had dinner with one of my best friends from high school last week, and she and her husband and her family get my Christmas cards, and we were talking about it, and she's like, Justin looks forward to seeing what your Christmas cards are
every year.
I mean, people are like, I just can't wait. I think every year I get messages, DMs from friends once they get them, and they're like, this is what I've been waiting for.
It's true, because I guess for me, like, I'm also single, and, you know, every year I get an influx of mailings from my friends and their families.
And I love seeing them.
It's so nice, but, like, you almost feel like you're in an outsider group because you're like, oh, like if I sent something, what would it look like? And I mean, it is the absolute shame that we have been put in a place that makes us feel
inferior because we're not
right. Or like uncomfortable by the fact that we could send something by ourselves. So like I remember saying, so I went to, okay. So after you told me that you did Christmas or holiday cards, I was like, I'm going to do this. She's awesome. Like, I'm awesome. Like, I'm going to pick up the trend where she left off. So I sent out a Google form and collected addresses for the people that I felt like I wanted to send holiday cards to. And then I didn't do anything with them. So,
it's, but you've got their addresses.
It's been 2 years now. Yeah. And I like went so much so to like collect all the addresses, but have not yet. I think here's my thing. I don't make decisions very well. Yeah. So I would always try to like think of an idea and then I can never like settle on something. And then freaking, you know, the holidays would be over. It'd be like end of January. And I'm like, well, now I can't really send anything.
That's where my mom, she would always try and get her Christmas cards out before Christmas.
Right.
But if she didn't get them out before Christmas, she would send Happy New Year cards.
Yeah. I mean, that's the easiest default.
Yeah. Or you say Happy Holidays.
Yeah. Or like yearly update.
Yeah.
I do like those. I like the idea of like, this is...
Well, especially with family members or friends that you don't get to see as often or anything like that. I remember my mom used to type out a letter that like she would include. Because she would mainly send it to like family members, extended family friends that when we moved, we didn't see anymore. And it was just nice to kind of see the life updates.
Well, now we have like, oh gosh, we're running out of time.
Oh no.
The Instagram, like it's, you mostly like know what's been going on. So you, I love that in your cards, you try to just add a little something extra. Like pictures on that you haven't taken digitally. Well, at least on your iPhone or something.
Well, and it's, it honestly, it started, I don't think that I would have sent them if it was just me wanting to send a Christmas card to say, hey, Merry Christmas, you know, and it was me in front of the Christmas tree or whatever.
Yeah.
I continue to send them because it's funny and it's my personality and I love it and it's entertaining to me and it's because it's grown so much, it's entertaining to so many other people.
Ain't that the truth?
And like, I mean, and it's not just my friends, it's my parents' friends that are like, I love getting your Christmas card. It's the funniest thing.
Yeah.
You know, my friends keep them on their refrigerators
year round. Yes. I love it.
And so it's been really entertaining. And so I honestly I have like a note in my phone already of like ideas for this year.
I love it.
I think this year is going to be a movie theme as well.
Yes.
So.
Well, I would say to anyone listening who, whether you have a significant other or an animal or whatever, like be motivated to send your update because nothing should be stopping you. There's no reason why people shouldn't. And you have been a motivation for me. So maybe I will get off my ass and actually send a freaking card this year. Maybe I can make it, you know, I don't know. 2020's got a lot of
themes. Yeah, you could do, actually, you could probably do a really good 2020 Christmas card where it's just like, I don't know, the world imploded.
Right. Like, I haven't seen most of you.
Right. Exactly.
Global pandemic.
I can't wait to see what some of the like preset options for cards.
Oh my gosh!
Like,
yeah,
for people to choose from.
It's gonna be good. All right. Well, I'm gonna leave everyone with anything else you want to add before I give you your.
I mean, I feel like that was a little bit of everything about my process.
It's good. It's good.
Which is ridiculous. That it is an official thing. The fact that people call me Holly, just Holly. I think I actually
HJH. I love that.
I also, one of my other friends from college is getting married in August. She was supposed to get married in May, and obviously Corona happened, and so it got pushed back. But I sent in my RSVP, and it said like, "Who's attending?"
And Holly, just Holly.
I wrote Holly, just Holly. Duh,
duh. It's like your signature.
It is
name or whatever.
Yeah.
I love it. All right, so malaprop of the day. So. Hopefully one day when you find your somebody, these Christmas cards are going to be the end of an era.
It will be, yeah.
You didn't even notice, did you?
Oh, no.
I said end of an era.
Oh,
and it's
error.
Supposed to be end of an era.
Okay.
Yeah, got you. That's malaprop.
I know. I'm like.
The end.
It sounded like era.
I know. That's the whole point.
I'm like, that's where you get. That's where the South comes in.
Error. I should have pronounced it a little bit better.
Error. I'm like, error, yeah.
You're right. I didn't think about my audience. Oh, dang it. All right. Well, I was so proud of that one.
That was a good one, though.
Yeah. All right. Well, tell the listeners where they can find you.
So my Instagram is @HollyFrancis, and it's H-O-L-L-E-Y.
That's with an E-Y.
Yep. And the E's also in Francis. So F-R-A-N-C-E-S. So at Holly Francis. So awesome. Follow me. You'll see the shenanigans that goes on.
I love it. Well, thank you for being
Thanks
here.
For having
yes,
me.
Yes, thank you for making the drive. And for everyone listening, I will be uploading new episodes every other week. So stay tuned and follow us on Malaprops and Moxie on Instagram. All right, guys. Have a great one. Bye.
Bye.
This episode of Malaprops and Moxie was recorded at the Huga Coworking Podcast Studio. You can find them online at wearehuga.com, and that's spelled H-Y-G-G-E. The music was recorded and produced by Young Citizen. Thanks so much for listening, and don't forget to subscribe and write a review.